That's Chelsea. That's bad advice. And here's some good advice. Get alcohol in the studio. You said that, boss. Thank you very much, Tony. Well, two-thirds of alcohol.
Yeah, two-thirds of us.
As usual, your ever-disappearing bass player has once again disappeared.
Yeah, he's right. Filled with my throat infection. Ha, ha.
He's very
ill. Oh, right. He's caught your thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the fact that people have... Well, I say people, me. I've been calling you Camp Tony for a while. You've now gone one stage further and started snogging your bass player.
Yeah, well,
the name fits. Hey, if you can't get a bird. Right, would you like to just introduce yourselves to the good listeners of Mansfield?
I'm Tony.
And I'm Corey.
And what do you both do?
I play guitar and sing.
That's your bit now, Corey.
So it's mate, I drum.
Yeah, and you do
it's
as
all about
well.
Time.
Do,
it's
yes. Like a little animal behind a stick.
I do, I'm like building a shed.
And I would like to point out, for those of you who are trying to get a mental picture of what things are like in studio, so I'll just let you know what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a very cheap shirt, very cheap jeans, and a rather fetching pair of brothel creepers, which Mr. Corey, the drummer, said, do you wear those so you can look taller? And I said, well, if I do, mate, you want to get a pair? Because you're a little munchkin, aren't you? It's like, let's face it, Leon's deserted us forever, but we've got another pocket dynamo in now. So, right, what would you like to talk to me about this week, then? Alcohol?
Hey? Well, we did a recording recently.
Right, and how did that go?
Went quite well. We're contributing towards our upcoming album.
It was outstanding.
Quite well. It was great. We did 5 tracks for it.
And where do you record your stuff?
Do it at Unit 5.
And why did you go there as opposed to other studios? Is that because there's a few round here, aren't there? So
yeah, it's
cheapest chips.
It's the cheapest.
And, it's the cheapest.
And also, it's
the cheapest, and the boss is a lunatic.
Yeah, and he wears shorts. It's really scary.
Even in winter, he'll be wearing shorts.
Yeah, man, it's like October. It's snowing. Yeah. He'll be wearing shorts.
He likes a certain amount of freedom in his trousers.
I think so. Yeah,
he's expressed that a few times.
Wax.
He really should. Jesus.
So it's like...
But yeah, it's really friendly, and Steve's a bit of a nutter, and he's great. But in other places, it costs twice as much and not quite as friendly.
It is reasonably priced, I have heard.
Yeah.
Where's it again? Bridge Street?
It's on Bridge Street. It's right near Bandwagon.
It's very versatile as well. I mean, Steve puts... Well, we put tracks as WAVs onto CDs so we can actually have a mix.
Right.
Try and get a rough sound.
And he is a complete fruit loop, isn't he? which means that if you say, Steve, I really want to do something, he'll go, oh, I know what you want.
Lots of echo.
Just go, pull out a 17th century instrument of torture and say, bang this a bit, see how it sounds. All right, so when can we expect the long-awaited album from Alcohol?
Probably got another recording session to go, and then we'll start putting it together, probably late in the year.
And how many... This is going to be an album, not an EP.
Yeah, it's going to be a proper album.
Right, because we had Monkey Fisting last week.
Yes.
And it's just like... when we started the show just over a year ago, we were getting bands in who were maybe... They were just making their first demo or they're just thinking about their first tour. And now we're having bands back in. And you all seem to be just completing your album about the same time. You're going to have to make sure that you talk to each other and stagger it. So yeah. They sort of come out one week at a time. Because Discits won't be able to handle it, basically.
Exactly.
That's all the right labels.
So, we've covered your... Most recent recordings, we're going to be hearing one of them in a bit, that is correct?
Yep, correct.
Right. Have you been doing any gigs recently?
No, it's been a bit quiet, hasn't it, on the old gig front? What have we been doing lately on gigs?
Well, as well as the recording, we also set up 2 video cameras on every person through recording. So at the minute I'm working on mixing them all together to a short music video.
And will you be adding that to the album as a little DVD extra on the album?
Maybe.
Because you're quite good at doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
What about the South Park-ish video that he did? Are you going to bung that
onto
the album?
That's already a DVD freebie, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been missing the last EP, the Lone EP. We've been bunging a free DVD in there with that of the Eustace DVD. But we'll probably bung
one
together for an album.
But well, the thing is, it's such a good video that... It took you so long to make it.
3 years,
I think. The thing is, when the album comes out, you can just put everything that you've got that's good on it.
The back catalogue.
Might as well do, because you're good old-fashioned sort of punk types now, and most of your songs are quite short.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And you've got about 70 minutes on a CD.
Well, that's true, there's a lot of white space on that.
So bung some extras on there. Bung some extras. Make the cartoon video is great. And it's online at your website.
Yeah. And alcoholrock.com.
Alcoholrock.com. You can glance at the video on there.
Or download it, whichever.
Which will make a change from the other things that most of us download that mess up our computers, as we were discussing.
This is legal and
earlier.
Clean.
So, now, we're going to be talking about a gig you're doing on Sunday in a little while.
Yep. Definitely.
Which is Block Party 3.
That's great.
Should we go like that? By the way, have you managed to sell any tickets tonight, Dan?
Yep, we've got some people coming down. About 16, I think.
Oh, like wicked. Well
I've
done.
I've got one friend.
I've sold none yet. Don't worry about it.
His name's Kirk.
You've got one friend whose name's Kirk.
Well, I've actually got two friends at work. Yeah, one name's Kirk, one's name's Stu.
One's is he Kirk real? At work, and one's an 8-foot-high rabbit called Harvey. Who must make you look tiny.
Yeah.
So that's this Sunday. We've covered the website. We've covered the recording that's coming up. Is there anything else that you want to talk about before we play your song?
We've got a gig coming up in June.
Right.
At the Frog and Nightgown with...
a quality local, venue.
Quality venue. Local heroes.
Really hard to
joining
find
us.
If you're not used to work, so...
Yeah, we've been there twice and we've got lost both times, I think.
Yeah.
It's
actually, both times we went from different ends of workshop, right. So we completely don't know where it is. And we just happened to manage to find it both
Third
times.
Third time, start in the middle. It'll probably be there.
Yeah, we've got to find middle there.
Oh, yeah, I haven't thought that through. Here's an interesting fact about Local Heroes Abiotic that you're going to be on with in June.
Yeah, good
thing. One of their guitarists, Ellis, is also in Resistance 77, I saw at the Wasted Punk Festival.
Oh,
last
cool.
weekend, and they were excellent. He was rocking out, but you know what? There were thousands of people there, and I think he was the only bloke with long hair.
Yeah.
People were just kind of pointing at him as he walked past. What are you doing there?
I think he gets a fair amount of stick for that as well, doesn't
he? He gets a fair amount of stick, but the ladies love it.
Really?
I'm told, yeah.
Getting a wig.
Right, should we play your song for now?
Yes.
Is that okay? And you're going to hang around with me for some other bits of the show, yeah?
Yeah, well, sorry.
Maybe.
Great. Thank you very much for coming in. The very best of luck with the album. When you got it
Cheers.
Out, you promise to come back in, don't you?
Oh yes. Keep us away.
Wild Horses can't get you. Wild Horses could actually keep you away, Tony.
Possibly.
I was about to say Wild Horses.
Or girls, in general.
Girls won't keep you away.
Well, they would if they're dragging me.
All right. And they're not going to take... You're not going to take a lot of dragging, are you?
No.
No.
Not a lot of convincing.
How about you, Corey? Have you got a girlfriend?
I have. Yes, thank you.
It's just me, ladies.
I'm just asking.
Tony,
yeah, she's a very lovely lady. It's
so
her birthday
are you?
Yesterday.
It was her birthday yesterday.
Yesterday.
What? Yes. It was her birthday on Wednesday, was it?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Very good. It was her birthday a few days ago,
every
was it?
Time.
Really?
Yes, it was. Yes.
The thing is, you can't legislate for the fact that you have to remind people what day it is all the time. Because I can't legislate for the fact that it might have been your girlfriend's birthday. I can say this is going on and this is going on, but I can't. What's the song called?
Let's just play the record.
It's called Hate and Hate.
Will this be on the new album?
It will be, yeah.
It will be.
A special radio edit version.
This is a special radio edit. I appreciate your efforts. This is called Hate and Hate.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Cheers.
Your hand. Gonna be Yeah.